House of Bob is sponsored by Legend 7 Brewing. Based in our hometown of Calgary, Alberta, these guys do a ton to keep us online and keep beers in our fridge. Thanks for listening. In the small, sleepy town of Davieville, preparations for Halloween are underway. Kids are picking out their costumes, teens are planning irresponsible parties, and adults are buying too much candy. It is a scene just like years past, but a confluence of events are about to unfold. Events so unbelievable, so dramatic, and entertaining that the denizens of Davieville will never be the same. And years from now, somebody will probably make a podcast about it. This is That Podcast. Join us as we delve deep into that fateful night with this dramatic retelling, powered by the Fiasco role-playing game system, a GM-less improv game with powerful ambition and poor impulse control, perfectly designed to capture the shit show that was the Davieville incident.
I'm Jake, and today I'll be playing Jeremy, just an innocent kid trying to win the local Halloween costume party.
My name's Dan. I'll be playing Davey, an entrepreneur at heart, and just trying to make a buck in this godforsaken town.
Hi, I'm Sylvia. I'm playing the part of Mama, hauling ass and delivering revenge.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I'll be playing Rudy, a dumpster dweller with a grande ambition and a vente appetite.
If you like what you hear, you can support House of Bob and help us grow by reviewing us on iTunes, buying merch from our Etsy store, or even just telling your friends about us. Roll on. After creating characters, defining relationships, important objects and locations, each player takes turns creating a scene for their character, either by letting the other players establish the scene and then deciding the outcome themselves, or by first establishing the scene and putting their character's fate in the grubby hands of their so-called friends. And now we begin, as the morning fog subsides on a brisk October 31st, and the neon sign of the town's roadside diner flickers to life.
We're going to be at the diner, 5 a.m. Mama's truck is going to roll in, park it next to the shop. And let's say Jeremy is here to get his score.
Oh boy!
I'm opening up shop for the diner. And also apparently a drug dealer.
All right. Jeremy walks up to the diner. You said it's right before opening?
5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Oh, my God. I imagine you have one of those signs on the diner there door that's like, we're open when we feel like it. Close when we want.
Fuck you.
So, sorry, are you the owner or just?
Oh, I'm just opening shift. I'm in there wiping down tables, keeping busy.
Yep. Jeremy's got his kind of light fall windbreaker on. He's got bags under his eyes. Looks like he wasn't sleeping last night. And he walks up to Davey and he's like, hey.
We're closed.
Come on, Davey. You know why I'm here.
All right. I open up the door and I let Jeremy inside.
Hi.
Hi, Jeremy. What you looking for?
The usual stuff.
All right. Horse tranquilizers it is.
That's the street name for it.
I run to the back and get my suitcase out. I flip it open and let you select what you like.
They got emojis on them, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right. And at this point, we'll say Mama walks up.
Just before Mama walks up, Jeremy is like, oh, hey, did you hear that crazy thing that happened to Rudy the other day?
No.
Did I hear you say Rudy? I've been looking for Rudy. Are they around?
Mm-hmm. I'm not open, guys.
Should have locked the door.
Well, come on, Davey. You know I need a cup of coffee. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. All right, and then I pour a cup, 95% Bailey's, and a little bit of coffee.
Thanks, Davey.
No problem. Anyways, what were you saying about Rudy? What did I hear?
I'll tell you later.
Not right now.
Not in polite company.
Mama's cool.
I don't know, Mama.
I mean, Mama's awful suspicious.
That's fair. Now, the question is, what did I do with the briefcase full of drugs? And do you, does Mama care?
You said she was cool.
Yeah, I think Mama wants a taste.
Well, yeah, I mean, boy, she started her day off with a bunch of Baileys, so that's
true. You know Mama wants a taste.
Yeah, I give you a little something to mix with the Baileys.
Drop an acid.
Best way to drive.
You find a new buyer in Mama. You can see Jeremy thinking about, oh, I can't wait to tell everybody about this, and see him struggling with that because he knows he shouldn't.
You're like my worst client.
He knows he shouldn't. We'll see what happens.
And I give you my card and tell your friends.
Mama doesn't have friends.
What about Rudy? You seemed interested in Rudy.
I am interested in Rudy.
Rudy's...
We got...
Rudy's mysterious.
We need to have some words.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, if I see him, I'll tell you he's here.
You best be doing that, Davey.
Okay. All right. It sounds like a threat, but
Jeremy's 100% ready to tail Mama to find out what's going on between her and Rudy.
Davey's living high on the hog at the diner, but Mama's big rig has pulled into town, and all she's looking to deliver on is her grudge against local town vagrant Rudy.
I'm going to establish that starts off with Mama crashing her truck.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she just downed a couple of Baileys, and then whatever I put in the cup.
Horse tranquilizer.
It was supposed to be for the cows.
Oh, my bad.
Jeremy was a couple blocks behind on his bike trying to keep up when he witnesses this happen, too.
So, how bad are cattle strewn about?
Oh, my goodness.
There's probably cattle strewn about.
Let's say you sideswiped 5 cars, but you're not like totaled or anything.
And what about the other cars?
Oh, they're pretty effed up. Hence the problem.
Happy Halloween.
Jeremy and Mama are currently there.
Jeremy starts pedaling faster to catch up to the scene of this grisly, grisly incident. Bits of cows strewn across the street. Mama's airbag has released and she's trying to push it back in right now. And Jeremy is like, oh, her pigs work. Well, push it out of the way, I mean. Out of her
Get
face.
Get back in there. No one saw.
Gotta keep going. Got a schedule to keep.
Jeremy tries to help you out of the cabin.
Mama is pretty out of it at the moment. She's had a really fast start to her morning. Live fast, die Mama's age.
And fast, die trucking.
She accepts Jeremy's help, but then looks up and says, who the fuck are you? Where am I?
Oh no.
Amnesia.
Jeremy says, I'm the least of your concerns right now, as you hear sirens in the distance.
The sirens are heard in the distance, and then they finally reach the scene, and Mama goes into the cab of her truck.
Nice.
And Jeremy can't quite see what she's doing, but she's trying to hide something. She may or may not have a secret compartment in her, in the cab of her truck, and she's really quickly and frantically trying to hide some things, and then grabs some mints and downs them up a bunch of those, crunches them. The cop car pulls up and it's the deputy that gets out. He's a little bit bumbling, not the sharpest tool in the shed. And he is shocked to see the wreckage and then turns his attention to the cows and he's really concerned about their well-being.
Oh, that's
and
fair.
And then he asks Jeremy what happened. Because Mama's looking like she's still like chewing on mints.
Did
and she's
Jeremy
kind of
take
like,
the truck for a joyride? Yeah.
Jeremy just goes white. Like, he knows it is so hard for him not to spill everything that just happened. Much like you spilled those cattle brains over the street. But it sounds like it's ending badly for you. Jeremy starts trying to think of a lie and just stutters and stammers, and it's incredibly unconvincing. I don't think he doesn't straight out say it. He's trying, but he lets enough slip that the officer is interested in at least detaining you to get some answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the deputy suggests that they both get in the back of the cruiser, Jeremy and Mama.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jeremy has drugs on him, too.
No, he ate them already.
It's going to be a fun trip.
He's straight tripping all the way back to town.
Yeah, you both are on horse tranquilizers.
It's 5 a.m. He's been up for 8 hours already.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, that sounds bad.
Looks like Mama's not against drunk driving after all. Tough beans for Jeremy as the local deputy shows up and they're both thrown in the clink.
Rudy's unemployed, so Rudy's probably waking up behind a dumpster or something. Like, oh.
So Rudy's homeless.
Yeah, well.
Not just unemployed.
The homeless town gossip. All right. I don't know who believes you, but oh, you're going to wake up and see like cows like littered across the ground.
That's a bad omen.
Yeah, the end is nigh.
The end is coming.
Maybe you wake up from the car crash.
Okay.
They hit your dumpster.
My house.
If I'm waking up, I'm probably gonna be pretty groggy, might be a little bit pissed off, and there's cows everywhere and I'm freaking out. And I see a cop car with Mama and Jeremy in it.
Mama.
Mama. Mama's in the back of the cruiser like, Rudy.
I want to go after the cop car, start banging on the window and find out what the fuck happened here. Now, because I'm just pissed off, not like because I'm curious, but I'm just angry.
Well, you're probably going to get arrested.
Jail so for everyone.
The truck is also unattended as well.
I was about
well.
To say, Rudy, if Rudy, you know, sees Mama in the back of the cop car running over into the cab and then opening up that secret compartment.
Well, Rudy knows about the secret compartment.
Rudy!
Don't you look through my stuff! All right, is the cop car leaving or is he staying there for a bit?
Staying there for a little bit.
Okay.
Rudy's entering from the passenger side of the vehicle.
Oh, so sneaky Rudy. Yeah. Has Mama noticed you? Or Jeremy?
I think probably Jeremy.
Oh, that's the worst. Jeremy can't keep his mouth shut.
Oh, hey, Rudy.
Mama's like, Jeremy, what'd you see? What'd you see? Tell me.
I'm trying to think of anything that sounds like Rudy that I could have meant instead, but I'm coming up with nothing.
Rude.
Yeah, again, we've discovered Jeremy is not a great liar.
I've never tried just pretending to be asleep.
Whoa, those horse tranquilizers. I mean, oh shit, I just told the cop. All right, that's what happens.
Okay. I feel it too, kid. Keep it together. Mama slaps Jeremy.
So at this point in time, I'm in the cabin of the truck and I'm going through the secret compartments and going in under visors, pulling out a bunch of cash or memorabilia.
Memorabilia?
Yeah,
I'm dealing cards?
I've been places. You don't even know.
The one thing that I grabbed that's very important to Mama is that hula girl that's on the front cap. They're dancing away, Stacey. And I'm grabbing that.
I don't know why.
And taped under the back part of the secret compartment is a tape that I'm going to grab. And I'm going to run back to the dumpster and jump into the dumpster.
Dive back.
Where you keep your tape recorder and stuff. Yeah.
A little Walkman,
but
yeah.
I'm also going to leave the passenger door open.
Rudy jumps at the dumpster, pulls out his sweet Sony Walkman. Going to find out something about Mama that maybe you can exploit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Rudy gets some interesting goss off of these tapes.
Okay.
What do we think it is?
Well, Rudy's my local contact, so I imagine that Rudy is my eyes and ears on the streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hiding in dumpsters.
I don't know what you need, like, eyes on the streets for. Like, you're just a truck driver, aren't you?
Or are what you? Are you really transporting?
Well,
what's inside the cows?
What's in the cows? They're like laboratory cows. Pumpkin spice cows.
Yes!
That's how they make pumpkin spice lattes, is from the milk of these cows.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But little do they know, Mama has inserted something else into the cow.
It's messed up.
I had a PhD. You know that? Before I became a truck driver.
In gene splicing.
Yeah, did you create the pumpkin spice cow? Were they already pumpkin spiced before you left?
Well, all we know now is she's some... relationship to these pumpkin spice cows.
Yeah, and if I don't deliver these cows, the town is going to lose their minds. Yeah,
so is this like Starbucks dark secret or something?
Yeah.
It's mama.
They're illegally gene splicing to make pumpkin spice.
That's right.
All right, okay. That's a dark secret.
And yet I record it all on my tapes. Yeah.
Rudy is finding on the tapes, it's that Mama's talking to the distributor where she's getting the cows from, and Mama's trying to use it to exploit the distributor so that she can be the top dog.
All right.
It's about time.
Yeah. Mama doesn't want to be a runner anymore.
Well, it's, yeah, she's not going to be with a DUI.
Mama's too old for this shit.
Well, it seems like Rudy's seen better days, but now he stumbled onto something big in Mama's truck. Maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
October 29th, 5 a.m. Jeremy has been up all night. Again.
Maybe that's why everyone needs pumpkin spice lattes.
Jeremy was up all night because he was thinking about how he's going to win the costume contest this year. And he has been doing his research. He's been asking around. He knows lots of people that like to talk as part of his gossip support group.
That's the worst place ever.
It's not working, clearly. And he's discovered a little shop, a little back alley shop, where they sell all sorts of strange, occult, mysterious items.
Does Rudy run it?
I think Rudy's unemployed. Maybe Rudy was not unemployed 2 days ago.
There you go. It's been a rough time for Rudy.
It's like the shop from like Gremlins or whatever. Like there's a bunch of weird little bizarre knickknacks and strange curios. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's got his eye on, looks like a demon mask that's on the back wall, and he wants it for his costume. And there's a crazy doomsayer who is giving Jeremy the rundown on how this item is mystical and magical and will help him, I don't know, defeat his enemies or something.
It's going to be $25.
I was thinking there'd be like some weird list of conditions and, you know, don't feed it after midnight kind of things.
If Jeremy didn't have a drug problem, he could afford the costume.
That too. I might not be able to afford it. Maybe I have to do something untoward to get it.
How untoward?
Yeah. Where are we going with this?
Well, that's up to you, I guess.
What would you say Jeremy's most valuable possession is?
I mean, most days it's his drugs, but but maybe it's a reminder that he keeps of when he still had his innocence before he was seduced by a life of drugs.
How about it's his soul written on a card?
Oh, well, I mean, sure. If we want to do that.
His innocent, innocent soul.
Yeah.
Jeremy's innocence card.
Rudy's covering for the shopkeeper.
I don't know if I should sell this, but it was like the one thing he told you never to sell to anyone.
Yeah, it's on the top shelf with dust all over it.
Yeah. The transaction's totally easy. And then as Jeremy leaves, Rudy's like, the shopkeeper told me there was something I was supposed to tell them when they bought this mask. Couldn't have been that important.
Yeah. Like, don't put it on your face.
Don't put it anywhere else, but not on your face.
Anywhere else.
You see him walking down the street. He's like spinning it around on his finger.
Perfectly fine. Yeah.
Wears it as a codpiece.
It's like one of those Oni masks, so it's got like a big, like, a big nose.
I don't know much about no dark magics, but I can tell a cursed mask when I see one. I reckon poor Jeremy might be in deeper than he thinks.
Davey's in the diner, like, an hour later.
6 a.m.
All right, and then Davey gets a phone call.
This is a call for...
Davey.
From the Davytown Sheriff's Department. This call is being recorded.
You gotta get out of the diner. You gotta close up and you gotta take care of the stuff.
Sorry, who is this?
You know who this is.
New phone, new desk.
This is the same damn phone. There's only one phone in the diner. And you know who this is.
Fair enough. What's up?
You need to go down the road. You need to go south. And you need to get the stuff. And you gotta bring it back. Can you hide it at the diner?
Well, it's a lot to fit in a diner.
Just say you're closed for renovations. You gotta do this.
People can see inside the windows. They're gonna notice the merchandise.
Davey, I will blow your operation wide open if you don't
okay,
do this.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it outside town a little bit. I'll park it in the forest or something. You know, someplace away from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
All right. Where you're okay? So obviously you're in jail.
How's that?
What else is new? Good morning. Okay, I'll go take care of that then, I guess.
Okay, and then after you do that, you need to get me out of here. I know you have the cash.
I'll have to borrow money from the till.
You don't need money from the till. I saw your briefcase. I saw the cash stacked in there.
Shh. You don't know who's listening. In fact, nobody's we do know. Listening. It's the cops. They say it right at the beginning.
Yeah, I know you have the tips to cover this.
All right. I'll be down in a jiffy after I take the truck in. Or the merchandise. And then I hang up. Bye. Bye.
So Davey closes up shop, makes his way down to the corner of 3rd and Main, where he is witness to this scene as well.
Yeah, what's the scene look like?
Well, it's been cleaned up a little bit now, I think.
But are there cops around?
There's only two cops in town.
Yeah.
Right? It's the deputy and the sheriff. The sheriff is golfing. Early tea time.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair.
No crowds.
There's maybe a couple people looking annoyed at their car that is now damaged, but otherwise, I think you're in the clear.
All right. So we know Rudy is nearby because you're in the dumpster listening to some sweet tunes.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're doing, whatever Rudy does at 6 a.m. I'm going to stroll up nonchalantly. Hop in the cab, look around for the keys, and they're still in the ignition, obviously, because that's what Mama did. I'm going to start up the truck. And at that point, Rudy hears the familiar sound of a truck starting up. And just because it's my first time in a semi, I pull the horn.
A couple times. The entire town hears it. You hear it from the jail, like, that's my truck!
And then I slowly start taking it out. I try to actually three-point turn it to turn it around. Hitting, like, another couple of new cars. Probably the worst way anyone could get rid of a truck. Driving just outside the city and, like, parking it behind a billboard.
Is it the welcome to this town?
Sure.
Sign?
Behind a welcome sign, you hear, like, mowing behind it.
Old Mommy uses her phone a friend, and with a little nudging, Davey heads out to hide her trailer. But the boy ain't the quietest rabbit in the hutch, and damn near the whole town knows its whereabouts.
40 years ago, Mama was a promising university postgraduate student, busy in the lab. She was in a big, bustling city, and there were so many promises for her. And her lab assistant, Rudy... Together, they were working on a formula that was going to make them rich. And one day, Rudy betrayed Mama.
Oh, no.
And disgraced her to the entire faculty, tried to steal her work.
Rudy, you bastard.
And ever since then, Mama's been on the road trying to outrun the bad reputation that this gossipy bum put out there.
We see the name badge on her on her lab coat. Does it still say Mama?
It was Martha.
Martha. Oh. There you go. Yeah, they're both in lab coats working over a bunch of beakers and Erlenmeyer flasks.
Bunsen burners.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Bunsen yep. And burner. Yeah.
Bunsen. One of those things that spins the vials around really fast.
Yes, a centrifuge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of those.
That's like all there. 20 of them.
Everywhere. Just constant spinning.
And we can see the big city skyline outside the windows. I think Mama's like...
Eureka!
Yeah, Eureka. And she holds a vial of an orange liquid.
It's glowing, obviously.
The glowing orange liquid. I've isolated the pumpkin spice genome.
Rudy, we finally done it. So many pumpkins.
So many pumpkins died. To...
We're a cruelty-free pumpkin laboratory.
Rudy's off in the corner just kicking a bunch of them. Like, oh, cruelty-free.
And so what's the moment of betrayal?
Well, this is a good 40 years ago, so it's likely that if Rudy and Martha are presenting it to the big bosses, Rudy's in there mansplaining.
Oh, yes. Well, actually.
How this works. So Martha's trying to explain how this works, and Rudy's just, well, you know...
once I put these substances together, but I mean, it's very complicated. I'm not sure I could really explain it to you. You probably wouldn't understand it. It's very complicated. Martha really was just very helpful in assisting me with making this product that she is holding for me because I do not have safety gloves. Yes, it was absolutely me who created this substance.
Nice. So Rudy's going to get the promotion. Yep. Rudy's going straight to the top.
Mm-hmm. And Mama's always, I think, been on the, or Martha, sorry, has always been kind of on the edge with her bosses. She's a strong, independent woman. And I think that's the last straw, and you're excommunicated from the scientific community.
Well, and in this moment, she loses it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
She starts yelling at this panel of old white men, and her partner is taking all the credit, and she flips a table and she starts screaming and yelling and swearing, and she jumps across the table at one of them and picks them up by the lab coat and shakes them because this is it. She's just done.
Mama, excuse me, Martha, betrayed by Rudy in her finest moment, hits the glass ceiling hard and throws a fit unlike many have ever seen. Rudy takes the credit and Martha's left behind, nursing that grudge like a designated driver does a drink.
So Rudy was aware of the fact that it was Davey driving the vehicle and not Mama.
Yeah.
So where's Davey at this point?
You see Davey walking into town because he realized that he parked the truck outside of town. So he's like, he's walking with his thumb out, trying to hitch a ride back in.
Whistling to himself.
Don't mind me.
So I think at this point in time, Rudy should be walking to the diner, noticing that it is Davey who was driving and is going to the diner to meet Davey and trying to figure out what's going on here.
All right. Yeah, you enter the diner and it's empty. And I walk in behind you. Cup of coffee, Rudy?
Always.
Okay. All right, go to the back, close up the briefcase real quickly because I realized I left it out. tuck it under the bar and pour you a nice cup of coffee. And then I see Mike in the back making pancakes.
Hey, Davey, I was just wondering if I could get the usual
coffee?
Two right creams, there. One sugar, right?
I mean, if you want something extra, you'll have to pay, you know, money.
Oh.
I'm a little bit short on that at the moment.
What else you got?
You know, I noticed that you were driving Mama's truck there with some items in it that I
recognize.
Yes, absolutely. I recognize them.
Hmm.
Maybe we could use that information as some compensation for some bacon and eggs.
Okay, Mike. Combo one.
Over easy.
And then I comp your meal. Congrats.
Probably the first time anybody's been blackmailed for bacon and eggs. But that's just the kind of guy Rudy is.
Rough night in prison.
And Jeremy needs to get out so we can win the costume contest.
What if Jeremy had the mask with him when he got arrested?
Wearing it as a codpiece.
Yeah, so he didn't get the pat down like normal because he's like, what? That's weird.
The deputy's a little shy.
Yeah, the deputy didn't want to touch your giant like nose thing.
The deputy can't afford any more strikes on his record.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was a good guy up till now. But okay.
Yeah, you seem really concerned with the cows and how he's just...
Let's say you're in the drunk tank where they put everyone together.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're in there with Mama. You're sitting around waiting to be charged or whatever. And then you're like, whatever, I'm just going to put on the mask, maybe like get into character, work on my demon voice.
Yeah.
It is I, Jeremy.
Mama's like, shut the fuck up.
Lord of the seventh seal and protector of the evils within. He trails off.
You're okay. Lord of nothing, Jeremy.
So we have to remember, this inanimate object actually speaks to him.
Yeah, once I don it.
So you're going to put on the mask and then the demon's going to start talking to you.
Jeremy is bored. He's trying to get ready. You see kind of the inside of the mask where you see like dark shadowy energy inside and he puts it on his face. He's like, nice, this is a dope mask. And then he just goes silent for a few minutes, and Mama doesn't really notice because she's trying to ignore him.
That's fair.
But then a few minutes later notices that Jeremy has just been standing perfectly still since then. And I think that shadowy dark energy that we saw earlier inside the mask begins to come out of the eyes like smoke, and it starts to fill the cell that they're in.
Can everyone see it?
I think you probably could.
That's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially then, with all the drugs everyone's taking.
Since everybody in this town is getting eggs and bacon from Davey.
Started levitating, but it's like being pulled from your mask.
Sure, yeah, like that happens. You guys can probably hear the demon.
I live again! This entire town will rue the day that I returned, starting with you!
And then the shadowy energy explodes outward and envelops Mama.
Demonic smoke, darker than the inside of a crow, envelops Jeremy and Mama. Looks like our boys got themselves into a whole heap of trouble. But that's just the first part of this little yarn. Another powerful force is descending on Davyville. One with a beef to settle with Rudy and Mama. They're hopping mad.
You and Rudy are in the diner when the glass ceiling is shattered by special ops forces repelling from the helicopter into the diner.
Smoke bombs are going off left and right.
Well, chai bombs.
Some guy named Earl Grey.
They're wearing tactical uniforms, but they have the same color scheme as the Starbucks uniforms.
Yeah, so it looks like they're wearing aprons.
Yeah, it's like a vest full of knives and grenades. And
green apron with black yoga pants.
Yeah. The back has an emblem of a pumpkin spice latte.
They're screwed, but damn does their ass look fine. Okay, so me and Rudy are being smoked out and threatened with... What kind of weapons are they using?
Whipped cream.
Caramel sauce.
It's like the straw darts.
I mean, it could just be guns. It could just have guns.
I mean, that's fair.
I think they have guns.
They're not like the Lollipop Guild.
They're threatening you to the ground and demanding your name, and then they write your name wrong on the...
So I'm being pinned to the ground by three different officers. They're all doggy piled on me. And one's face is right up against mine. Where'd you put the cows? Rudy also is getting tackled to the ground and being pushed up against one of the unbroken windows. You still have bacon in your mouth. For some reason, they're beating the shit out of Mike in the back. Just really going ham on him.
He's shouting, am I being detained?
I'm a sovereign citizen. They're not even asking us questions anymore. Now they're just bagging us. The canvas bags. From what we can tell, we're both being loaded into the back of some sort of vehicle and being driven off at high speeds.
Rudy's yelling about pigs and they're trying to explain that it's about cows.
I know where the pigs are kept! We're being taken off to some undisclosed location.
You know what they say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And if that woman happens to be the mermaid mascot of a global coffee emporium, then you best run for the hills, because they won't stop till the cows come home.
Jeremy's levitating in the dark cloud is filling the prison cell.
Fools, all of you!
Mama was keeping it together right until that moment. And then she peed a little. She starts screaming for the guards and she wants help. Starting to lose hope, she screams, "The tapes! The tapes! The answer is on the tapes!"
When you mention the tapes, the demon stops for a moment. The smoke subsides a little bit. The demon looks at Martha with smoke still pouring out of the eye sockets.
Tapes? What tapes are these, mortal?
These tapes, they have the secret. The secret that can control people. Is that what you want, demon?
Jeremy's hand kind of awkwardly, like a puppet on a string, it like comes up and strokes his chin a little bit.
The power to control your feeble minds.
Yes, you can have all of this. The answer is on the tapes, I promise you.
Yes, yes! I will spare you.
The smoke subsides and Martha, or Mama now, sorry, you know, coughs a little bit, but the smoke is gone. And he says,
"Lead me there."
And then destroys the gate.
A feeble gate shall not stand in my way. you shall be the first to fall.
Okay, can you just open the gate? Let's go.
The demon uses his smoke to go through the other side and into the lock mechanism, and it pops open. Then you guys escape.
Mama lets Cat out of the bag on her all-important tapes, catching the interest of her smoky cellmate, who turns out to be as slippery as a pocket full of pudding and easily escapes the jail.
Rudy and Davey are still in the back of this vehicle going to an undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling up to what seems to be some form of a warehouse.
Gonna get waterboarded with, like, Earl Grey.
And they're pouring lukewarm milk because they can't fully get the steam proper.
Oh, no.
It's mostly like steam milk and not actual milk. Just mostly, it's just a lot of froth.
It's the foam, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of froth. They're trying to use as a torture device, but it's just very sudsy.
Yeah. It's fattening.
It's fattening.
Davey's resisting the torture and being all tough and everything. And then the torture is like, we'll have to upgrade to the grande.
That's a medium. I guess so.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah. Just say medium, damn it.
Rudy is succumbing to the torture quite easily.
But Rudy doesn't know what information they want. So Rudy's just spilling all the beans because Rudy's a gossip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The bacon they serve at the diner isn't really bacon.
Davey's a secret drug dealer. He's got a case full of it.
It sounds like Rudy is spilling the coffee beans on everybody here. Well, I mean, what they want is the location of the pumpkin spice
which
cows.
Which, ironically, they drove past.
Does Rudy actually know that?
No, Rudy doesn't know where the cows are, but he knows that Davey was driving the vehicle.
Right. You saw me drive it, and you saw me walking back in from town, so you can estimate.
I think Rudy is probably pretty quick to break and give out that information.
Probably starts talking about these tapes because he did steal the tapes.
Yeah.
The tapes are probably still in your dumpster, though.
Yeah, you got to keep them safe.
Yeah, hopefully not garbage day. Has to buy a new Walkman every Thursday.
Mikey is also there, the cook.
Right.
Cook, yeah.
The fry cook.
And they're not even asking him questions. They're still just beating the shit out of him.
Poor Mikey. He wasn't even involved. Just doing his job.
He's just the example for us. They're like, this is what we'll do to you. Davey is definitely a professional. So he's keeping the secret that he promised Mama, that he would never tell them where the cows are. So he's holding strong.
What happens to Rudy next?
Is Rudy going to try to escape?
Doesn't sound like Rudy.
Or sell Davey down the drain.
I mean, Rudy's the kind of guy who's going to try and weasel his way out of things, but very poorly.
Yeah.
I try and cut a deal, but very poorly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, that they try to cut a deal with them, but you don't actually have anything they want.
But Rudy could bluff. He'd be like, I know where they are.
Right.
I'll take you to them.
Okay, that's cool. Actually, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're lying, we'll kill Davey and Mike.
That's totally all right. Just out of town, there's a local gas station.
Sure. Davey's gas.
Rudy's bluffing and telling these spicel ops that the cows are located behind the local gas station.
All right. You've made this deal with them. They're willing to go easy on you, I think, because of that.
And then they're going to take all of us with me and Mikey as collateral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Rudy, basically. Well, left unharmed, right? You guys have gotten beat up a bit, but since he cooperated, he's in good shape.
Is Rudy being let go, though? Probably not.
No, I don't think yet.
Is Rudy still at the warehouse?
Taken with, but I think he's in good shape.
Yeah, you're in the front
seat. It's just a hop, skippity jump away.
Now, Rudy ain't ever had the tightest lifts around, and he quickly breaks under the torture of the spicial ops. Unfortunately, he also knows Jack Squat, so he leads him on a wild goose chase to find the stolen pumpkin spice cows.
Time for Jer Jer.
Is it really Jeremy anymore?
That's why I said Jer Jer.
Oh, is that his demon name? Not the most creative.
It's so cute.
Who's a little demon?
Oh, little Jer Jer.
What's going on there?
You've busted out of prison.
And we are heading for the tapes. Where did you tell Jeremy where the tapes are? Or Jer-Jer, sorry.
I didn't tell Jer-Jer okay. where the tapes were because Mama wants to make sure,
sure
that she's safe. I'll just take you there. You need me alive to okay. find them. Mama leads Jer-Jer out of the prison. She starts heading towards the diner. She's not entirely sure where Davey parked the truck because Davey just said he would take care of it. So she's really hoping she can just wing intuit it. Yeah. Where it might be.
You're going to see a destroyed diner, though. Lots of windows kicked.
Yeah. Mama's getting really nervous because not only is she being followed by a demon, but her favorite diner and her trusted Davey and contact Rudy are nowhere to be seen. Dumpsters turned over.
Milk everywhere.
Milk everywhere.
Half-eaten bacon on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, that's the saddest part.
Yeah. And notes of vanilla are wafting through the air.
It's almost a familiar smell.
Almost.
You've dealt with spatial force before.
It's not Mama's first tango with spatial force. After seeing the sight of the diner, she's like, oh, it's this way. And she makes a 180 and is deciding to go back towards, because she doesn't want to go near this decrepit, crazy diner. She doesn't know who might be waiting, and it looks like the calling card of the spatial force. So she starts to head back to the crash site.
We just came from this way.
I'm just trying to... you know, make sure that the police can't follow our scent.
Yes, humans do smell terrible.
We do. We're we have a very pungent aroma. It's unpleasant. I know. I live with this. So she is leading Jer-Jer back to the crash site because she's thinking once she finds the crash site, maybe she'll see giant tire tracks in the direction that Davey took.
You do
truck
see
and the cows.
Him doing a shitty job of a 3-point turn.
Yeah. And Mama's getting kind of nervous because she can tell Jer-Jer the demon is getting pretty impatient. The demon's perception is kind of clouded by Jeremy, the teenager's innocent, trusting nature.
Where are we going?
And the demon's feeling very confused and hormones are going crazy. So they get back to the crash site and they see the turning truck clearly scrambling. And then the demon says,
oh, what is... Oh, that's lovely. That's a beautiful smell.
They see the welcome to Davey sign. It's only like 200 meters away. And they could smell the cows that instead of a methane fart, it's pumpkin spice.
Yes. You are true to your word, matriarch. Yes, I smell the subtle scent of nutmeg in the air.
Jer-Jer asks Mama,
where are these tapes?
In the cab of the truck. There's a secret compartment underneath the driver's seat. If you retrieve those tapes and in the year 2018 find a tape player and can play back the formulas that I have on there, there is a mind control substance that you could use. But we'll work together. Only I know how to make this formula. You and I can infect this town and we can control them. And we can basically take down Rudy.
Nice. I hate that guy. A little bit of Jeremy came out there. Jer-Jer leads Jeremy. He's leading him by the mask to the cab of the big rig. They go in the door and they start opening up the compartments and looking through and...
Tapes, where are the tapes?
And keeps looking and can't find them.
Matriarch, where are the tapes? You said they would be here.
They were right here. They were under the seat. I don't know what... Davey parked the truck. And my work, my life, my entire plan. Mama's losing it.
Yeah, Jer-Jer recognizes the genuine sorrow and disbelief. And he says,
Then I must find this Davey creature.
You see the mask begin to pull off of Jeremy's face. And the mask, with a puff of his evil entropic smoke, blasts off in search of one Davey, leaving Jeremy, who collapses to the side out of the chair and down the cab to the side of the road.
Oh, man. Those were some bad drugs.
You see the SWAT van lazing past you.
Jer-Jer says,
I sense bacon and eggs.
And knows exactly where to go.
Jer-Jer has a burr in his saddle when he finds out that Mama's tapes are gone. The possessed mask leaves in search of Davey, finally leaving poor Jeremy behind.
The SWAT vehicle is going to pull up to the gas station. Bishal forces are going to drag us out. Going to put me, Davey, on his knees as well as Mikey and then hold guns to our heads. And then they're going to pull Rudy out. Show us where the cows are. And they're just screaming and hollering. And then up in the distance, you see Jer-Jer of wispy smoke enveloping over on top of the gas station. They're dragging Rudy into the interior of the gas station. I'm out there with a couple guns pointed at me. They have one to the back of my head and one to the front of my head, so that when the bullets meet in the center, it explodes my brain.
That's textbook Special Forces technique.
Yeah, it's super gory. I don't know why they do
that. That is day one at the academy.
Exploding brains with two bullets.
They call it a cappuccino.
Yeah.
You hear the sound of a truck horn. Mom comes raging in on her truck.
Doing what she does best, crashing into things.
Yeah. Should have had her license taken away years ago.
Can't take it away if they can't catch me.
She comes driving in and screeches to a halt in front of the gas station. And then she climbs on top of her big rig on the trailer and she opens the back trailer. And a bunch of orange cows with glowing red eyes go rampaging.
Jeremy's leading out the side of the cabin. And he's like, yeah, get him!
And Mama's screaming, Rudy!
In the chaos, I was going to try to make a maneuver and grab someone's gun. So I do a sweet roll, and then the bullets shoot each other without my head there. And explode and shrapnel everywhere, and then I grab the guy's gun.
You whip around and pull the gun out of the Starbucks operative, and at that same moment this herd of stampeding pumpkin spice cows smash into the side of the SWAT car, and it just flies 20 feet. These are super powered cows after all.
And then while one of them's running past me, I'll grab onto its neck and do a sweet swing onto it and ride it.
Jer-Jer's up in the sky, kind of watching.
Interesting. Fight amongst yourselves.
Rudy's overjoyed at this point because the gas station was, in fact, where the cows were.
It was a premonition.
I don't
want to
say
yeah.
I told us so, but yeah. I told us so.
Looks like we got ourselves a good old-fashioned stampede.
Mama should unhitch the trailer and just let it start sliding and rolling towards the van.
After the cow stampede out?
Yeah, you spun it around and the cow shot out from centrifugal force.
Perfect. Yeah, that does sound like a driving maneuver. Oh, yeah. Mama would be exactly. Totally in control of.
Well, she learned that with the centrifuge in her lab, right?
That's right.
True. Yeah. Very yeah, smart Mama is.
Transferable yeah. Skills.
Yeah. After she launched all the cows out, then she unhitches the trailer and then it starts rolling towards the van.
The remaining special ops forces jump to the side and they pull out guns and they start shooting at the truck and there's bullets ricocheting off in every direction. One goes right through the window and Jeremy ducks, just barely not getting hit. Davey is escaping. Rudy's
in the gas station.
Likely ducking for cover. Oh.
What's Jer-Jer up to?
He was floating above the scene.
Yeah, he was watching and laughing maniacally.
Reveling in the chaos.
Maybe it's time to possess a cow.
It's not the worst idea. He still wants these tapes, and he was told to look for Davey.
Okay, so he can take mind control the cow I'm on top of.
Oh, I like that. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, so this mask descends with a trail of smoke behind it and rockets right towards the cow.
Davey ducks in cover, thinking it's coming
from yeah, him. You duck and it goes right over your shoulder and hovers right in front of the cow's face and begins to, suspension of disbelief here, attached to the cow's face. And then you hear Jer-Jer go, moo!
He lost his ability to speak English. Can only speak the language of the creature he inhabits.
He got caught up in the moment.
All right.
In the So Mama, she's in the big rig and she's barreling down and she sees Rudy duck and hide in the gas station. So she starts just flooring it towards the gas station. The Spicel forces are trying to shoot her tires, but she's got like, really, you know.
You got momentum on your side now.
One of the tires blows out and the truck kind of goes lopsided and it's still careening towards the service station. And then they're shooting and they blow out another tire and it makes the truck kind of swing to the side and it starts to tip over onto its side and it crashes into one of the gas pumps and it explodes and it throws her from the truck.
Wow.
Mama don't wear no seat.
I don't think her airbag's been fixed since this morning. Yeah. Jeremy probably gets tossed from the truck too, I would assume. Yeah.
Mama, what are you doing?
No.
I totally forgot about Jeremy.
It's a suicide run with someone attached.
He just smashes to the concrete for the second time today.
We ride together, we die together, Jeremy.
Witness me.
Instead of spray paint, it's whipped cream. When the gas pump explodes, a few cows explode as well in plumes of nutmeg, and the spicel forces start hallucinating.
Everything goes all cattywampus as the whole gat-dang neighborhood descends on a gas station. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Explosion at the gas station. Jar Jar is trying to buck Davey off. As if they've just been released into the bullpen and just going nuts. And
yeah, I'm riding the electronic bull.
Just trying to hold on for that 8 seconds.
That's all it takes.
Makes it two. Rudy's looking at the chaos here, seeing Mama and Jeremy fly out of the truck.
Yeah. There's going to be at least one special force with you, because he was going in with you to like find out where you hit the cows.
Yeah, well.
Surprise! The clouds of nutmeg are wafting into the service station and you're all starting to hallucinate.
And you've dealt with nutmeg before, so you know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to work in lab with Mama. You know how crazy she got on that shit.
Is it something like an ammonia-soaked cloth? You put it over your mouth and you won't get hallucinated?
Naturally, that would be where Rudy was going with that. Just starts peeing on all the special ops officers.
We're in a gas station. There's probably some cleaning solution. But peeing on a cloth is good, too.
Rudy's really resourceful.
Of course, this is really pissing them off. But they're also very concerned about the fact that there is a explosion. So while Rudy is peeing all over them and himself, they're trying to drag him out of there. There's just all the special ops and Rudy trying to get out of the gas station. Rudy's just peeing everywhere.
It's so it's not really helping.
It's not helping at all. So they're trying to get out of the gas station and Mama spots Rudy and is running towards them.
She's real limber. She bounces back. Explosions.
Yeah,
real
you
quick.
Just. It's not the first truck you've crashed.
She landed on Jeremy and then she got
thought he like died in the crash. Or
no, well, he's not in good shape. He's a bit crumpled and broken on the ground, but Jeremy gives Mama the thumbs up.
I knew you were cool.
Davey vouched for you.
Mama just barrels towards Rudy, tackling him to the ground. In a fit of nutmeg-induced rage.
The special forces are there too, though. So, Mama's having to dodge some bullets on the way in.
Which she does quite well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not the first time she's been shot at.
She's lived a really full life. Yeah.
I mean, the special forces officers right beside Mama, they take out coffee filters and put it over their mouth. So, they're fine from the nutmeg. That's
true. And she has such a high tolerance that it's creeping in a little bit, but she's doing okay.
Yeah. She's using it to her advantage. Yeah. Like, now she doesn't feel pain.
Yeah.
So Mama's riddled with bullets. But yeah, still she's running.
Frothing at the mouth.
Yeah. We discover that Mama's super deep, dark secret. When the bullet enters her arm, she starts bleeding pumpkin spice. We realize that she injected herself way back when.
She's been experimenting all this time. It didn't start with the cows. No. It started with her.
Yeah. Mama's bleeding pumpkin spice. And then they realize just how valuable she really is.
Finally, someone recognizes me for what I'm worth.
They haven't been able to fully replicate it. Now they have the OG. Subject Zero.
The special forces are now focused 100% on Mama, which would allow Rudy to escape.
Realizing how worthless Rudy really is.
Codename Mama smashes into Rudy, but the special ops operatives grab her and pull her off. Rudy scrambles away on the ground with the clouds of nutmeg settling, grabs a passing cowtail and escapes.
Jer-Jer embraces his inner bovine while going after Davey. Meanwhile, Jeremy and Mama get acquainted with the pavement after their truck loses control and smashes into the station. How are they going to get out of this one?
Jeremy's not doing too hot, guys.
Talk to us, Jeremy. What's happening?
Jeremy flung out of the truck, hit the cement, bounced a couple times. He's certainly a broken arm, limping on his other leg. He stands up and starts trying to just shuffle out of the way of the incoming crossfire of bullets and cows and the bedlam around him.
I think Jeremy might try and shuffle towards that SWAT vehicle, hoping that he can either hide, drive away, or find something in there to protect himself with.
All right. What if there's a mounted turret on the back?
That only seems reasonable.
Yeah. Gotta get there quick before the nutmeg infuses and he turns into a preppy white girl.
That's right.
But unfortunately, they had the AC on, so it's just blasting nutmeg through the... Yeah, so suddenly the cows start turning into something else. You're hallucinating. What's Jeremy's least favorite thing?
People beating him at costume contests.
Yeah, you see these people in amazing cosplay, full mech outfits, and people who are like Transformers. But, you know, they have like the really sexy girls where it's just like super skimpy.
Oh, that's what he hates, because the costume takes no effort, but it always wins, the
that's
sexy
true.
Outfit.
Okay, so you see a bunch of sexy ladies running around.
His worst nightmare.
Jeremy is not very well adjusted. Not so innocent after all.
Jeremy starts loading up the Gatling gun.
He gets on the turret. He thinks about it. He shakes off the hallucination at the last second, realizes, what have I become? And just crashes before he can actually pull the trigger.
Yeah, he just flops back and starts yelling at something into the sky.
Happy Halloween!
Mom's darkest secret is revealed. I always suspected she ain't just a regular gal. The spy shell ops grab her as Rudy and Davey make their escape. And there you have it, folks. I know it sounds strange, but I swear on my pappy's grave is all true. Whatever happened to Davey, Mama, Rudy, Jeremy, and Jer-Jer? Well, last I heard, Rudy was trying to spread the truth, just like me. Unfortunately, he ain't exactly the most trustworthy-looking fella, and people brush him aside, call him crazy. Jeremy was captured by Starbucks and forced to work in the spice mines. That is, until Jer-Jer returned for him. They escaped together, and the demon continued his dark work, until a fateful encounter at old Davyville with special ops left the mask and the poor kid deader than a doornail. What about Davey and Mama? Well, they were on the run, hunted by Starbucks as the global pumpkin spice supply faltered. They escaped into the wilderness, and some citizens of Davyville say to this day, on a clear autumn night, you can see a glowing orange spirit and smell the wafting scent of nutmeg and air coming from the forest. Thanks so much for listening. If you're waiting for more House of Annihilation, don't worry. Douglas and the crew of the High Havoc will be back for an all-new episode on November 12th. Roll on! The music in this episode was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Other coffee stores are available.